Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where everybody knows right now what the big issues are that are facing the country in this election. And no, it is not the number one issue, the future of Roe v. Wade or the future of abortion regulation. That was the Democrats' hope. The real issues appear to be the economy and inflation and crime. But part of putting that in perspective is actually looking at past elections and sometimes the way that we misremember them. How will this election actually be remembered? That is one of the questions that is posed and answered, at least tentatively, in a terrific column by David Frum. It is called, Yes, Elections Have Consequences, and Today's Voters Hold America's Entire Future in Their Hands. David Frum is a former White House speechwriter, the author of 10 books, most recently Trumpocracy, and Trumpocalypse. They actually go together. And he served in the White House from 2001 and 2002. And from 2014 to 2017, he chaired a prominent United Kingdom center-right think tank, Policy Exchange. He is now a senior writer for The Atlantic magazine. David, congratulations on your piece. And you don't have any real question, as your piece indicates, that the House, at very least, will pass to Republican control.
Yeah, I think history is going to play the way it always does, and the party of the non-president is going to do well in House elections. As I think you're about to say, the Senate, because it depends more on personalities, is more up for grabs. And I think because of local issues, Democrats may buck the trend on a lot of governor's races and will win some governorships that they might otherwise not have won because of local issues and because of some of the candidates whom Trump has stuck the Republican Party with.
Okay, in terms of what you were talking about, you talked about the election of 2014. And in the election of 2014, that was an election in the Obama's second term, obviously, the middle of the second term. Republicans gained 9 seats in the U.S. Senate, which is just extraordinary. How'd they do it? What was the key issue that allowed them to make that kind of gain?
Well, 2014 was a very low turnout election, the lowest, in fact, since the Second World War. So small changes could make a big difference. And the small change that came, and people forget this now, although when I say it, you will remember, was the fear of Ebola. There was an Ebola outbreak in the summer of 2014, and Americans became convinced that this plague was going to sweep the world. There was a lot of cable news covered it hysterically, and there was a kind of undercurrent also that Ebola came from Africa, and therefore it was Obama's fault. When polls were done in 2014, a majority of Americans were afraid they were going to get it. Late breakers rated it as one of the top issues in the election, and Ebola helped win the Senate for the Republicans. And then, of course, it turned out the problem was hysterically overstated. There were I think, no native incidents of Ebola. There were a couple of people who got sick in Africa and carried the sickness to them in the United States where it was contained. But that made a permanent change in the way the United States was governed.
And what you're talking about is that beyond the issue of gas prices, which people may not remember 10 years from now, beyond the issue of the economy and the upsurge in crime, there may be some permanent changes that we're looking at that no one is anticipating.
We've got three big things right now that this election will decide. That people are not, and they're not, I think probably not one person in 100 is voting on the basis of these things. The first is whether or not we're going to have a financial crisis in January. Republicans want to spend less. That's reasonable, and we probably should spend less. But they don't want to pass a budget to spend less because much of the spending is popular. So what they want to do instead is force a crisis over the debt ceiling, like those we had in 2011 and 2013. Now, this is all kabuki. It shows that money is already spent. The only question is whether you'll pay the bills you've already incurred. But we could have a battle over the debt ceiling that ends up with the United States government not paying its bills. And we came within inches, millimeters, of that happening in 2011 and again in 2013, which would generate a financial crisis across the world that would make 2008 look like nothing.
And have there been Republican leaders who are threatening this already openly?
Yeah. No, Kevin McCarthy talks about it all the time. Donald Trump talks about it all the time. What we need is to use the debt ceiling to force a big cut in the way the government spends money, that has refused to pay the money we've already spent. This is not about new money. This is about the old bills. Refuse to pay them, refuse to allow Congress to borrow or the president to borrow to cover the gap between what Congress has already spent and what Congress has already taxed, and use that to change policy in the future. So you create a giant game of chicken, but people may miscalculate and miscommunicate. I know this sounds remote, and that's why people don't think about it, but in 2011, we came within hours, maybe days, maybe hours, of the United States government not paying its obligations. I'm not just talking here about the debt. I'm talking about if you have a contract with the U.S. government and you sold them a good or service, you wouldn't be paid. If you had a contract with somebody who had a contract with somebody who had a contract with somebody who had a contract with the U.S. government, you might not get paid. And that would have reverberated all through the world economy. We came so close, we had a near miss, but there are people who want to try it again.
Okay, and that's one of the three big things. The other two?
The other two are Ukraine. President Biden has delivered massive aid to Ukraine to help them beat back the Russian aggression. He's been supported by Republicans in the Senate. Mitch McConnell has been a good friend to Ukraine. He's been a good friend to NATO. He's been a real leader on this. But there is an important minority within the House Republican caucus that is hostile to Ukraine and sympathetic to Putin and to Russia. And unfortunately, the House Republicans have, unlike the Senate Republicans, who have a strong leader, Mitch McConnell, the House Republicans have a weak leader, Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy's talking out of both sides of his mouth. And we may have a real standoff in getting Ukraine the aid it needs to bring a successful conclusion to this war, to repel aggression, and to restore peace to Europe.
And the third item, which is, and all of these are critically important for the future of our country, but go ahead, the third one.
The third item is whether or not Donald Trump should be protected from facing the consequences for laws he's broken and from scandals he's committed, and not just in his capacity as president, but in his private life. And probably the most dangerous legal jeopardy he faces right now has to do with his management of his business, where he didn't pay taxes, where he said he lied to his bankers about the value of his rent rolls, things like that. Ordinary white-collar crime, and the Trump organization's just up to its eyeballs on it. And there are now cases being brought. And probably most Republicans understand that he's guilty of everything he's charged, but he's going to put a lot of pressure on his party to protect him.
Well, how does Congress protect him from something like that?
Well, the Congress can protect him. Some of these charges are state level, and it will be harder for Congress to protect them. And a lot of this is posturing, because frankly, a lot of Republicans in their innermost heart of hearts want Donald Trump to be forced out of politics by scandals. That's what, you know, that's Ron DeSantis' plan for becoming president of the United States, is that somebody else will do it and will force Donald Trump away. But the problem is that DeSantis will pretend all along that he is on Donald Trump's side. And so you get a lot of pressure, political pressure, on federal prosecutors, state prosecutors, stand back, and we'll shut down the Department of Justice if you don't leave Donald Trump alone. We'll create a national scandal. We'll encourage maybe violence if people don't leave Donald Trump alone. Not that we want them to, but we want to say it.
Okay, this is all, and again, this goes very much beyond the claim that democracy is on the ballot. What you're suggesting is that one of the things that one of the reasons that the Republicans have not given much of an agenda is because some of that agenda could be very radical indeed. Can you spend a few minutes more talking about the likely outcome of the election itself, David? If you can, I'd be pleased to continue the conversation with David Frum, staff writer for Atlantic Magazine and former White House speechwriter, and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. Or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved show, the day before a fateful and very important election where the expectations are that the turnout is going to set records, just as the presidential election had the highest percentage of voters turning out since any election since 1908, which was an election between William Howard Taft and William Jennings Bryan. This election was supposed to be a very high turnout. And do you believe, David, that the high turnout will materialize, and that the Republican gains that most people, the consensus seems to be, will be made in the House certainly, and probably in the Senate. Do you believe that those gains will materialize?
I tend to think that we've moved into an era of generally higher turnout. That's one of the effects of this super partisanship. Back in the 19th century, when we had very, very high turnout all the time, at least among the white male part of the population that was allowed to vote in those days, people thought of the Republicans and Democrats as tribes. These were important tribal rituals. And there wasn't a big swing vote. The way you won an election in 1884 or 1888 was by getting every single last Democrat or every single last Republican out because they were Catholic or because they were Protestant or because their father fought on one side of the Civil War or the other side of the Civil War. And I think we're in that period now. We're doing censuses and we're mobilizing people, and there's not a lot of crossing back and forth. There are big groups in play in the electorate that are moving a little bit, like basically Latinos seem to be moving out of the Democratic box and into the Republican box, and college-educated white men seem to be moving out of the Republican box and into the Democratic box. But election by election, this is about the tribes coming out with all their flags flying.
And again, there's been a lot of material when you talk about the definition of what the Republican tribe is. I'm speaking to David Frum, staff writer for The Atlantic, former White House aide. David, when people speak about the big division in American politics now, there have been a number of pieces have been written that say the big division is not racial, it's not religious, it's not how much money you earn, it's education level. And why should it be that as you mentioned, that people with college educations, it's a minority of Americans, but it's not a huge minority of Americans, that people with college education should be moving so strongly to Biden and the Democrats?
Well, that's a complicated subject. And I don't, by the way, agree that it's true that it's the only factor, because obviously race remains an important one, and gender is a huge dividing line. Women are much more likely to vote Democratic than men are. But there are a lot of things going on, and one of them is the kind of job work you do. Do you work for yourself, or do you work in a large organization? Do you work in a way where you don't feel that government is helping you very much, or do you work for places where the government is helping you? There are also cultural divides. Do you feel at home in the modern world? One of the big things that is, I think, driving politics, and you see this is one of the reasons we argue so much about things like social media, is that we have a group of people who see the way the world is developing and feel at home. They tend to have more purchasing power, and companies talk to them, but the people who feel less at home in the modern world, they have more political power, and so Congress listens to them. And you get these standoffs where the people who are the most valuable customers are the least powerful voters, and the people who are the most powerful voters are the least powerful customers.
Which is an intriguing thing. So, again, the days of the Republican Party as a party of big business, are those days behind us?
Pretty obviously, the Republican Party is not much. It doesn't take seriously the concerns of business. I mean, one of the things that has been really remarkable has been the complete evaporation of any kind of trade agenda. This is one area where Biden and Trump have tended to agree, is both of them are not doing anything to expand international trade. You know, our British friends walked out of the European Union in 2016. Maybe that was a good decision, maybe not. I say not, but they're alone in a world of trade blocks. The United States has made no effort in 6 years. Negotiate a new trade agreement with Great Britain, America's closest strategic partner in the world.
And in terms of the future of the Republican Party as the party that is pro-military, that is in favor of a strong military and a strong role for the United States in international relations, is that going to be the future of the Republican Party?
that's already dead. I mean, you can see it. I mean, who is it? Everyone who depends on a strong America, every American ally, is terrified at the prospect of a Trump return. Trump hated the allies. Trump wanted to, if it were up to him, he would have abandoned Ukraine. And the most pro-Trump Republicans right now are seeing the most dangerous war on the European continent since 1945. And the people who want to help, the people who have been invaded and attacked by an authoritarian state, are anti-Trump. And the people who want to abandon the Ukrainians and support the Russians are pro-Trump.
Well, it's not quite that simple, is it? I mean, we just had Mike Pence on the air earlier today, and Vice President Pence is very pro-Ukraine and pro-Ukraine support and aid, no?
He's very pro. Yes, he is. He is indeed, as is Mitch McConnell. And President Trump, or former President Trump, hates both of them. He wants to impeach McConnell, and he'd like to see Pence hanged. So yes, it's true that you know, Romney and Pence, there are strong friends of Ukraine in the Republican Senate. Senator Tom Cotton has been a strong friend of Ukraine, many others. But the people who are looking for Trump's nod, people like Senator Josh Hawley, they have identified with the Russian side, and I think not because they care so much about the issue, but because they know which side Trump is on.
And then not to mention Senator 2B, J.D. Vance. In terms of your predictions for tomorrow, what's your insight and your expectation?
I have no more expertise on this and no more insight than anybody else. But I think that people are under a lot of pressure. And I think the thing that affects probably people most is not exactly literally the rising prices, but the rising interest rates. If you are in the market for a house today and you're putting down 20% in cash and borrowing 80%, your purchasing power has been cut almost in half over the past 18 months by the rise in mortgage rates. That hurts. And if you're refinancing, if you bought a house in 2017, as a lot of people did, and got a five-year mortgage that resets this year, you know, you're in a very tense and nervous situation. And meanwhile, there's crime and disorder in the streets of big cities, and the border's out of control. People want to feel that someone's got their hands on the situation, and they don't expect perfection. They want a sense of that the people in charge know they're supposed to be in charge and are acting that way. And between crime and the border and the economy, I think a lot of Americans don't feel that way, and that makes them nervous. They begin looking for new leadership.
Do the Republicans run a risk of being blamed for some of the chaos to come?
They are at risk of repeating what happened in 1995, which is they get so extreme if they do take the House that they reelect Joe Biden or some other Democrat in 2024 who can then run against a crazy Congress.
Okay, but that's, again, not something to look forward to. But, again, David Frum has lived through that before. His piece on the elections have consequences is actually a troubling but important piece about the election tomorrow and what it is likely to mean. David, Godspeed. We will be right back with more pre-election day anticipations coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor's races in Georgia and Arizona top the list of key contests in Tuesday's midterm election. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake is locked in a tight race with the Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. In Georgia's hotly contested governor's election, Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams slightly trails Republican incumbent Brian Kemp in the polls. Meanwhile, former President Bill Clinton is out campaigning in Nevada, encouraging Democrats to re-elect Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro. This voter telling MSNBC he's no fan of what Democrats have as their top priorities.
The Democrats have been completely ignoring what people really care about. Now they're kind of coming around a little bit, but it may be too late. I can never trust them again. They made this mess, and I'm having to live with it.
USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there has been a coalescing of Democrats around this last-minute pitch about democracy on the ballot. There's no evidence at all that it's working, particularly in terms of polls, in terms of public opinion, in terms of logic. But that's partially because some of it is just so disconnected from history. For instance, there is James Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina, who is the third-ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. He emphatically doubles down on basically saying that while democracy is on the ballot, he believes that Nazism is on the ballot, that there is a actual parallel between today's Republican Party and the Nazi Party of Germany in the 1930s. How does he say that? Well, he says it like this. This is clip one.
Congressman, you've repeatedly made comments about Hitler, about Nazism, about Germany in the 1930s in recent years. You've gotten a lot of pushback from that, from Jewish organizations and others who say it belittles the suffering of the Holocaust, of the millions who were lost. Your response?
I've talked to many Jews. There are many Jews in my congressional district, and they are very supporters of mine. They know that this is the stuff that causes those kinds of deteriorations in democracy. And that is what's going on here.
Okay.
And people want to deny it, that's fine. But
okay,
the facts are very clear. I've studied history all of my life.
Okay.
I taught history. And I'm telling you, what I see here are parallels to what the history was in this world back in the 1930s.
So, Congressman,
in Germany, in Italy.
Okay, again, the inability to actually draw out those parallels is very, very real. And again, he may be wanting to compare the Black Shirts, who were the paramilitary organization that helped put Mussolini in power, to the Brown Shirts, who were the paramilitary organization that helped put Hitler into power, comparing those to the Oath Keepers. And to the Proud Boys and the Boogaloo Boys and the Three Percenters, you are not talking about that kind of movement. And the number of congressional candidates, there are a few who accept support from some of those paramilitary organizations, some of the very, very extreme people like the Oath Keepers who were trying to defend themselves, saying that they were bringing all the weapons to Washington, D.C. because they expected a command from President Trump, which, thank God, never came, suggesting that he had invoked the Insurrection Act and now it was time to mobilize the militia. They're not a legal militia. We've had legal militias in the past. And the claims that we are at all comparable to having a major party that is Nazi-like, the problem with it isn't that it belittles the suffering of the Holocaust, it's that it actually casts one side of the political discussion as evil. And that is not a helpful thing in either direction. You can believe that people are terribly mistaken, that they're irresponsible, that they're corrupt, that they're wrong, that they're pushing policies that are destructive and that are going to undermine the welfare of the country. All fine. That's normal politics. But to get to the point of suggesting that there are people who are trying to destroy our democratic republic and to undermine our very system of government, it's appalling. And frankly, I think it's hurt the Democrats in these upcoming elections. The one of the best and most detailed analyses, putting all of the polling together, came from Larry Sabato's crystal ball. He's at the University of Virginia. He has an academic background, and their final recommendations that they put out this morning about what is going to happen tomorrow, their final Senate pick is that it's going to end up a 51-49 Senate. So there would be a shift of one vote, one, from a Republican, from Democrat to Republican, that the Republicans would take control of the Senate. And that appears to be, despite the fact that a number of the competitive races, they believe is going to go to, for instance, they have the Pennsylvania race now going to the Republicans, the Georgia race now going to the Republicans, but the Nevada race, which Republicans are heavily counting on to win, going to the Democrats. And with those two combinations, if Warnock knocks off the if he loses to Herschel Walker, and you still have the Pennsylvania going Republican, then you what you have is a one seat net Republican gain, and if that happens, that would give you that 51-49 Republican gain in the Senate. They also, after analyzing this, they show the Republicans winning some 24 seats net, and ending up with a substantial majority, 237-198 in the House. By the way, what's fascinating about that is the 8th district in the state of Washington, the hotly contested race between Kim Schreier and Matt Larkin, they show going to the Republican, to Matt Larkin. So we would have in the Seattle area a conservative Republican congressman in a race which everybody views as very close indeed. There's also shows a net gain for Republicans of one seat in the governor's races, which are very close, some of them. Some of those governor's races are not close at all. For instance, in Massachusetts and Maryland, where there are incumbent Republican governors, one of whom was term limited, Larry Hogan in Maryland, and then one who decided not to run, Charlie Baker in Massachusetts, after two terms. Those states are not close. Democrats are going to gain in those states. But what all of this brings to the fore is, well, what about the possibility the polls are just systematically wrong? Which was one of the questions that people asked about the polls in 2016, where there was virtually very little polling that anticipated that President Trump would win. And he won decisively in the Electoral College. He won by 306 to 232 votes in the Electoral College. And how could that be if all the polls show the opposite? One of the arguments possibly right now is that they have readjusted their polling mechanisms to make up for the fact that they were leaning so heavily in a Democratic direction back in 2016 and to some extent in 2020 to overcompensate. So they may be exaggerating Republican strength. How do we know? We'll find out coming up on the Medved Show. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Springsteen, now he's somebody who can bring Americans together, right? Across class lines, across political lines, across even age lines to some extent. There's a piece in Yahoo that with the headline, Folsters have no effing idea, and they do it F with a apostrophe. Effing idea what's going to happen this election. And they say if the pollsters and handicappers end up being spectacularly wrong on election night, there's one group that won't be too surprised. The pollsters and handicappers themselves. The 2022 midterms could go exactly as modeled, a 20-some-odd seat pickup for Republicans in the House and maybe a 51-49 GOP Senate. But the people who watch these races the closest are also warning that they might be wrong in decisive ways in either direction. According to Dave Wasserman, who is the U.S. House editor at the Cook Political Report, the big problem is that response rates suck. We're down to 1% of people on a good day who are willing to talk to a pollster for free, he told the Daily Beast. Now, what does that mean? That means that they explain the fact that polling was unduly optimistic for Democrats in 2016 and in 2020. And they believe the reason for that is because Democrats were much more likely to answer the phone and to actually talk to pollsters, because Democrats don't necessarily think that when they get somebody on the phone who says, oh, I'm from a major polling organization or a major news organization, Democrats don't think the enemy. Republicans do. And certainly a great many, particularly Trump Republicans, feel that way about the media and about the professional political handicappers. And Wasserman, who is this guy who works for Cook Political Report, says we're down to 1% of people on a good day who are willing to talk to a pollster for free. Wasserman, perhaps the top handicapper of U.S. House races, said everyone is trying different ways to solve for partisan non-response bias, which is just that idea that Republicans are less likely to respond than Democrats. And basically, if you believe that, then that it is likely that, again, the polls that are showing a moderate Republican gain here, pretty big in the House, but more limited in the Senate, it could be much better than that for Republicans. Or it could be that they're overcompensating this time. In other words, they're trying to take into account this partisan response bias. And he says, we are in many respects stumbling through the dark with headlamps and flashlights, Wasserman said, and we have a vague understanding of where these races stand, but there are bound to be surprises. There's another piece that is written at 5:38, which is Nate Silver. And he asks a question, will the polls be systematically wrong? And he says, yes, it's possible they would be again. Now, here's the fascinating thing. If the polls are wrong when they say your likelihood to vote Republican or Democrat for the House or for the Senate, if they're 3 percentage points wrong, and remember, they have 3 percentage points as a margin of error usually. If they're 3 percentage points wrong across the board, talking about the national trend, and they are that way against Republicans and for Democrats, then this could be an election where there are huge upsets, like Lee Zeldin winning for governor of New York, or Christine Drazen winning for governor of Oregon. And Senate races that nobody expected Republicans to win, like here in our own state, in Washington, where Tiffany Smiley could win, or Joe O'Day in Colorado could win, or even other places nobody expected it could happen that way. Or if it's 3% wrong in the other direction, in the wrong direction, overstating things for Republicans, then it could still be a situation where the Democrats win 55 Senate seats, could happen, and hold the House, or maybe even increase their margin in the House. That's 3% difference. So this idea of the polling being so reliably scientific, it's tough. There's also a voice on the left that made some fascinating comments indicting women. How? This is what Michael Moore had to say on MSNBC about female priorities and this election, clip 3A.
And you know how women are. You know, they're just once they hear that soup has gone up 27 cents a can, or the gas, what's gas this week now? It's about 20 cents over last year at this time per gallon. Right away, women are like, yeah, well, I don't need these reproductive rights. You know, I want less at the gas pump.
Okay, most women do not think of reproductive rights as necessarily involving the termination of a baby. I mean, really? But he goes on to talk about Sarah Palin, Sarah Palin has to comment on Michael Moore. Now, there's a pair. It'd be fun if they went around the country debating, wouldn't it? Here is Sarah Palin on Fox
That's
News.
That's reflective of everything that is wrong with that liberal agenda that's being shoved down our throats and is crashing our economy and making our nation so much less secure. All the things that are going wrong under the Biden administration, Michael Moore kind of sums it up. He's even the picture of everything that is wrong. So that red wave that I'm convinced is coming, everybody wants to go opposite of what has been happening to our country. So we can look forward to some good change, and we also should be looking forward to being happy about the fight. You know, we're happy to have some light at the end of the tunnel. That's Tuesday. That's a change that's coming, and we should be optimistic.
Well, she's optimistic about her own race, no doubt. Mel Gibson is out with a new movie, and the movie is about a talk radio host. Mel's never done that job, I don't think. But he plays a host who's one of those edgy, obnoxious shock jocks. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Mel Gibson plays a radio talk show host noted for his edgy, obnoxious on-air personality who gets a shocking call one night past midnight in the edgy new thriller On the Line, now playing in select theaters.
Okay, we got Gary on the line. What say you, Gary?
I'm going to do something really screwed up tonight.
Tell me calmly. Where exactly are you?
I'm at your house.
Yeah, he is, and planning to kill the host's wife and daughter, while Mel Gibson tries to negotiate and stop him on the air live. It's preposterously far-fetched, of course, but skillful direction by Frenchman Romuald Boulanger and Gibson's strongest performance in recent years makes for a surprisingly watchable concoction. Rated R for considerable graphic violence and 2.5 stars for the often surprising On the Line. And again, it is really one of the best roles for Mel Gibson. He's had a lot of supporting roles, but this is one of the best starring roles he's had for years. And congratulations to him on that. Meanwhile, tomorrow, congratulations on Election Day. We finally made it. We'll be speaking with Henry Olson, who's a columnist for the Washington Post. He's a conservative with the Ethics and Public Policy Center. What are his midterm predictions, and what does he think those predictions mean? We will also talk about that line that is used by one actress, Kerry Washington, and countless politicians on the Democratic side, that democracy is on the ballot. Mike Pence on our show today had the best answer to that, saying democracy is the ballot. We will also be talking about a new survey that shows that 80% of Americans say they're concerned about political violence. So will that violence come tomorrow on Election Day, or in the days immediately after? Plus, columnist Matt Bai says messaging isn't the Democrats' problem. The problem is reality. We will be confronting reality Election Day tomorrow in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.